as we like to do when we gather, we go to the table of the Lord. Jesus instituted, he didn't institute, he gave full meaning at that which is called the Last Supper to that which he was celebrating with his disciples, which was the Passover, that night that God delivered the Israelites out of the hand of the bondage of Egypt. When for 1500 years the Israelites and then down to the Jews commemorated this day called the Passover, they were remembering an accomplished act of God. The Passover. Paul says that the Passover was only a shadow of things to come, that Christ was the substance. When we and as often as we were not limited to one day a year to partaking of this table of the Lord. We're not limited to one day a year, and oh, that we would do it more often. We come together to remember an accomplished act. By the one who accomplished it, Jesus Christ. We have at this table broken bread, as he did, and a cup of wine, as he did, as he was not only remembering the accomplished act of the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, he added fuller meaning when he became the substance. Our complete deliverance from this life and the bondage of it to life eternal with him and the Father. When we celebrate at this communion table, we celebrate and remember an accomplished act and who accomplished it. this cup, which contains wine, the symbol of the blood of Christ, we discern it represents his life. And that which he gave for us, and we remember that accomplished fact that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all our sins. And thereby, God has perfected that which concerns us, not only are we washed, but as we operate in faith, God has placed us in the perfect one, that is, in Jesus Christ. And when we discern what God has done, then do we partake worthily at this table? For we discern that in Christ, faithful is he that called us. And the accomplished fact that he has also done it. And we acknowledging the accomplished act, do with thanksgiving lift this cup and thank God for his grace in Jesus Christ. Amen. And though we may not see the perfection that God has made available to us in this flesh, we have his promise. And as concerning the flesh, he also said, in his word, that by his stripes we are healed. To anyone who is sick now and has trusted in the promise of God that healing is also in that which Christ has accomplished for us to anyone who sees not this promise manifested yet. As you take in faith, you have the sure confidence having become an eternal child of God that his healing in that which Christ has performed for us will manifest itself. If you have to wait till you get over there. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, and we take this bread as confidently as we do the cup, declaring with our mouth that which God has planted in our hearts, that with his stripes we, Peter, looking back at the event, said that with his stripes we were healed. And we take it, remembering the accomplished act of Jesus. Take this bread with praise and thanksgiving for and in him who has performed that which concerns us. In Jesus, amen.